I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 3. Coming up, ground broken for the expansion of the Ian Fleming Airport. Former National Security Minister Robert Montague gives full support to new security minister, and JDF Caribbean Special Tactics Center opens in St. Anne. The news in detail after the break.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Ground has been broken for the expansion of the Ian Fleming International Airport in Boscobel, St. Mary. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague broke ground for the expansion on March 29, noting that the first phase of the work will cost some $65 million and is expected to be completed within 6 months.
It entails the widening of our runway by 1.5 meters on each side of the runway and the expansion of this building westwards, so that it can accommodate and have a better flow through of passengers. The aim, I believe, is to have a flow through of about 90 persons per hour. And the immigration people will tell me that the square footage is going to have to be about 1,700 square foot in order to accommodate that.
Minister Montague says phase one will also see the creation of a turning cycle and the removal of a mound obstructing aircraft operations at the west end of the runway. The second phase of the project will see the government spending $20 to $30 million to expand the runway to 5,500 feet. Meanwhile, Minister Montague says he fully supports new National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang. Mr. Montague, who previously held the National Security Portfolio, says the security of the nation is in good hands under Dr. Chang.
We were able to break new ground to do innovative things, and I believe Dr. Chang, with his own style, will be placing his stamp on national security. And I wish Dr. Chang very well, because I know that all of Jamaica has to come together and support Dr. Chang, because national security is something that affects all of us.
Minister Montague was speaking recently at the groundbreaking for the expansion of the Ian Fleming Airport. Jamaica Defence Force JDF personnel can now access training in advanced military tactics and techniques in the Caribbean following the recent opening of the Caribbean Special Tactics Centre, CSTC. The center was established by the JDF in collaboration with the Canadian Armed Forces, with funding from the Global Affairs Canada Capacity Building Program. It's based at the JDF Monique Training Camp in St. Anne. Chief of Defense Staff Major General Rocky Mead says the facility will be the only center of excellence in the region to offer this specialized training.
I've had dialogue with my fellow military heads in the region with a view to harnessing our different skill sets, our different expertise, create schools within our countries and by our forces that will complement each other and offer a wide range of military training to small forces around the world.
The CSTC will also offer training to members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. And President of the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, Professor Fritz Pinnock, says the institution has plans to develop a special economic zone, SEZ, in St. Thomas. Professor Pinnock says as the CMU moves ahead with plans to set up a campus in the parish, it's also looking at twinning the institution with the needs of the logistics industry.
So we're now looking at a 364-acre property. It will mean that we are going to set up a special economic zone. We're going to bring a new concept to education. We're not just there to educate people. We're there to educate people and do so productively. So we're there to, in other words, integrate education and business into one. So that would be a research and development center. It would be a center for production for the higher end part of advanced manufacturing.
Professor Pinnock was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says half of the campus would be used to create the SEZ, adding that several partners have already declared interest in the project. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.